listening to Marcus and Sandy on demand.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's Monday morning, post Christmas. How we doing?
We are doing okay. Had a, what was supposed to be Vegas, that got canceled weeks ago, but it was a nice low-key Christmas with my parents. We ate a lot, as we always do. I got a pair of shoes I wanted, which was nice. And my parents finally got their new chairs. Remember, I ordered them chairs from Living Spaces?
Yeah. Did they love them or what?
Oh, yeah. Recliners go hand in hand.
How are you avoiding being bored out of your mind? Sorry.
I didn't. It was, I love my parents. Again, I love them, but it was a long 5 days. Thank God this is early, because I do not want them hearing this.
I know. We love you guys. Christmas in my house was pretty low key. You know, we got to FaceTime with my mom, and she loved that. And other than that, I mean, it was the three of us. That was pretty much it. So, my daughter got what she wanted. She got her ice powers. Don't ask me how Santa pulled it off, but he did. He found an ice power making kit thing that, you know, translates to mere mortals on Earth. I don't know
how
you're
talking about how she wanted to be Elsa from Frozen and have her same powers.
She did, and he pulled it off. It was a Christmas miracle. Anyway, all right. Thank you so much for having us on. Coming up next,
we're talking about your tree. Every single year there's a debate of how long to keep it, how long is too long, when should you dispose of it. We'll talk about that at 6:25.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy post Christmas, and the debate starts up again: when to get rid of the tree.
So when do you get rid of yours?
Probably this coming weekend, but I don't know, dude. It's been a hard year. I think they want Christmas up at our house for as long as humanly possible.
Aww,
we may have this thing
cute
up till April. You know what I mean? Not
dude, I
sure.
I had a neighbor have it up until March, and the city had to come and tell him to take it down.
Whoa.
Yeah,
it was
this
out
was a
front?
Long time ago.
It was out front?
It was in his front. No, it was in, you could see it in his living room. And I think enough people complained where they were like, no.
A man can't have Christmas in his house 24/7, 365 if he wants.
Well, apparently
it's
not
ridiculous
on my block.
What's going on in Milpitas?
Well,
don't think out of this stuff to
do. You've seen the Nextdoor app. People complain about everything.
Oh my God, it was in his house and they came and put the hammer down on him?
Yep. Because his window was open. They just didn't like seeing it there past probably New Year's.
What kind of neighbors? Jesus, hit the bricks, Christmas. I mean, I guess. We have some neighbors across the street that keep their lights up forever, and we love it because you can see it from my daughter's bedroom, and she loves it. They have inspired, every year. Daddy, can we get another blow-up for the front yard? Can we get another blow-up for the front yard? I don't even know how long Olaf is going to be in the front yard. Probably forever, and that's okay.
Aw.
What about you? I mean, do you even have any decorations? Let's start there.
Barely at my house. My house doesn't count, but my parents' house have their fake tree, and they'll probably get rid of it probably this upcoming weekend, New Year's weekend.
Now, is it more because they want to continue the Christmas spirit, or your dad just doesn't want to make the effort to get back in the attic?
Yeah, no. I'm going to put it back in the attic for them, but it's just the effort of cleaning things up. Who wants to do that?
Yeah, nobody.
You just want to relax. I wouldn't want to clean either, so I get it.
Once you close the Christmas box, it's just kind of sad.
It is a little sad. It is.
Put it right up there by the camping tote in the garage. God, then it's real life again. Anyway.
Yeah, nobody who wants to go back to real life. Let's just hope that 2021 is easier.
Please.
But let us know on our Facebook page, how long do you keep your tree up? What is the proper way to dispose of it? Let us know on Marcus and Sandy Facebook.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy.
A lot of people say they get turned on watching their partner do chores around the house.
Uh-huh.
The number one chore, making the bed. They love when people make the bed and they don't have to. I love our listeners because we put this on Facebook and most of them said, yeah, but is this unprompted?
Yeah.
And that is a good point.
It's not to be like gender specific, but every lady out there said, am I asking or not asking? Because that apparently is even hotter.
Yeah.
When you don't have to ask and it just happens.
Yeah.
Which by that rule, like Jason's wife must be turned on all the time because nobody likes to pick up a vacuum cleaner like producer Jason.
I wouldn't say that's accurate. I say I like a clean home and I'm the one that has to do it.
Oh.
So if I had a lot of money, I'd just hire somebody.
But what if you, I think it's, what if you did a chore that she doesn't like doing unprompted? That would be hot to her.
I suppose you're right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Unprompted.
Right.
Unprompted. All of a sudden she comes home and you're doing the dishes. Like,
right.
Who are you?
What was that movie with Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn where they're like together and then they're not together and she gets mad and she's like, I want you to want to do dishes. Mm. And he's like, who wants to do dishes? I think we have a cool system at my house. My wife may disagree. Maybe I just operate in bliss, but like, we operate on a, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean. If you see something, do something. You know, she'll wash part of the dishes and then go off and go do something else. I'll finish it up, or vice versa.
Okay.
Although I did pull a stupid move last night. I was going down to check on my dad and maybe put a movie on for him. He lives downstairs. He's 85. And I'm like, I'm going to go check on Abuelo. The girls were watching Paw Patrol or something. And I thought, I'll multitask. I'll grab the recycling bin and I'll take it outside and dump it while I'm down there. Well, I am incapable of multitasking, as it's been very many times broadcasting on this show. So I get downstairs. My dad's yelling about something. I put the recycling bin down and proceed to watch The Patriot with him, with Mel Gibson, for 45 minutes, completely forgetting to take the recycling out. Next thing I know, I go back upstairs, and my wife goes, can you bring the recycling bin back? She's got like a stack of recycling that couldn't make it anywhere because the bin's gone. So not only did I have to go back downstairs, but it was the walk of shame because I had forgotten to even throw out the recycling.
So you were distracted by the movie?
Yep.
Okay.
So that was kind of a, I was trying to do the right thing.
By bonding with your dad?
With that and trying to, like, double team with the recycling. But the road to hell is paved with good intentions, as they say. So that's what happened in my house.
I live by myself, so I don't even feel like I can talk about this survey. But I have to say, if I hired someone, I wouldn't be turned on, but, man, I'd be happy. If I hired someone to do the cleaning, it's just nobody. I hate cleaning my bathroom, and I don't like doing anything in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Drying dishes, washing dishes. I don't like that either.
There's nothing like clean lines. There's nothing like, I bought my wife that Dyson. She twirls around with it and just, she loves the vacuum.
Yeah.
The other day I said something very powerful to her. I said, hey, I'm going to go ahead and clean the toilets, okay?
What'd she say?
It felt hot. She was like, all right. Thought it might go somewhere.
Didn't.
No.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy about to jump back into the dating world. It's time for Second Date Update. Here we go.
All right. This is our most popular segment, and you just never know what happens. So we talk to people in the dating world. If you go out with someone, whether it's a Zoom date or you try to meet in person and they don't get back to you, we will call them to see what's going on. So we've got James on the line. Hi, James.
Hey, how are you?
We're okay. How are you doing? I know that I can't. Dating is so weird right now.
It is weird. It's strange. I've been trying to make the best of it.
Well, at least you're trying. I mean, like, it's like the lotto. You can't win if you don't play. So let's talk about Jessica. You wrote us about Jessica. How'd you guys meet? And tell us about your date.
Yeah. So I met Jessica on Bumble.
Okay.
We opted for a FaceTime date. And we kind of just thought we'd take it slow, get to know each other, you know, don't jump back into it too quick.
Right.
I just really wanted to impress her because I just thought she was beautiful and fun and funny. And so I set up a stand for my computer. And I went all out. I was really, like, focused on the background, like what was behind me, make sure nothing
did you
like,
clean up the
weird
mess?
Or... I did, and made sure the lighting hit me right, you know.
What about your outfits? Do guys care about what they wear when they're on camera?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, that's
some guys do.
We've talked to other guys who don't even wear pants, like underpants. So at least thanks for making the effort. So how was the conversation then? Yeah. Like, you guys get along well on camera?
I mean, I thought so. I mean, the conversation was flowing. I kind of did this like happy hour theme thing where, you know, she drank some wine, I was drinking a beer. It was great. But the thing was weird is that after it, she just kind of like stopped getting back to me. Like, she would chat, little text, check in, and all I'd get was like the good old smile emoji a day later.
Okay. So you want to move forward, but you're not really getting much from her. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look, I went all out on this thing.
Yeah, no, you put your effort in. Okay, so we will call her. I know you gave us her number. Thank you. And hopefully she'll pick up. We're going to ask her what's going on in her head. So just stay quiet on the other line, and we'll see what happens, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Sure.
All right, we're going to play one song, and we'll get to it. It's Second Date Update, Star 101.3. More music, more variety. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Sandy. We are in the middle of a Second Date Update, and James is on the phone. He's been holding. A quick recap. He connected with a girl named Jessica on Bumble. Is that right?
Yeah, Bumble, and then you guys did a FaceTime date. You really liked her. You thought she was intelligent and attractive, so you made sure your background was nice. You cleaned up. You dressed nice, and now you're not getting barely any, even a little bit of an emoji back, but nothing really. A
thoughtful gentleman.
Yeah, nothing back. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's good. That's it. Nailed it.
Okay, so we're going to help. Let's help James figure out what's going on, because that's frustrating. So we're going to give her a call. Stay quiet on the other line, and we'll see what happens.
Best thing to do, James, is to mute your phone out. So let's give her a shout. Here we go.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Jessica?
Yes, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. This is actually Marcus and Sandy. We do a radio show on Star 101.3. Have you heard our show?
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know your show. Hi.
Hi. What's up? Okay, so, Jessica, quick question. Do you know our segment Second Date Update?
No, I don't, actually. I listen after 8.
Oh, okay. No problem. It was probably really early for you to even get a phone call, so thank you for picking up. So we talked to people who are dating, and we heard from somebody named James, who went on a little FaceTime date with you, really likes you, and now he says he can't get a hold of you. So we just want to kind of see where you're at.
If you ghosted him, we just kind of figure out why.
James and I had a FaceTime date. We had met on Bumble, and the FaceTime date was going well. But we were having a happy hour, and I think the beers hit James a little too hard, because at one point I noticed he started nodding off.
Like falling asleep?
I was a little confused. Yeah, I was confused. I was like, maybe he was looking down at something. But then a few seconds later, I realized he was actually asleep. And I go, hello. And he tried to play it off, like he popped back up, and he was like, yeah, totally. And pretended like he wasn't sleeping.
Okay.
And so I tried to let it go and move on. But then it happened ten minutes later. So I was like, that's either if I'm boring him enough that he's falling asleep or he's drinking too much. Either way, it's a huge turnoff.
Oh, okay.
That's literally like my favorite way to see somebody come back from an accidental nap, because there's a couple ways. Either you just come to and you just look around, or you come to and you try to jump back into the conversation like nothing happened.
And
that's my
favorite.
Always
have to agree with them. You have to go, I know, like that.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
Hey, Jessica, James is actually on the phone. James, are you still there or are you asleep?
James?
No, I'm here, and I was just looking down at something, okay? I don't know what I was doing. You're imagining things, okay? I was not falling asleep.
Oh,
so
I know what
you
I saw.
Well, it sounds like it happened more than once, though. So what was up with that?
I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe I was looking at something or the way my camera
was
set
up or something.
Because
I'm not sure if that's better or worse.
I mean, I might have been checking a text or something. I really don't know what you're talking about, because I was not falling asleep.
You were asleep. You were snoring. I heard you snore for a full minute.
Okay, well, James, you just got outed. That you can't. When you're snoring on camera, that's.
No.
James?
No. That didn't happen. So this is you're just imagining things, all right? This is no.
Maybe he snores when he checks texts. All right.
Where do we go from here?
I don't know. Jessica, what do you want to do? Because he seemed to really enjoy talking to you for the moments he was awake. Do you want to try this again?
No, if he can deny so much as being asleep. Who knows what he would deny in an actual relationship? I'm good. No second date.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. Good morning.
Good morning. So apparently here in the Bay, we are pretty thrifty. Mm-hmm. They just did a list of the top 10 cities in the United States that were the best at finding online bargains. Mm-hmm. San Francisco topped the list.
Boom. I feel like you have to be savvy here. Otherwise, you can't afford to eat or pay your rent.
My parents are so old school. They don't do online. They still clip it out, you know, the newspaper.
Oh,
clippings.
Your mom, they're just straight apps. Coupon clipper?
Totally.
Show up at the grocery
store? I kind of love that about them, though. It's old school. It's cute.
It would trigger me if I was behind your mom in the grocery store and she just pulls out her little...
A whole bunch of them. Don't ever watch that show, Extreme Couponing. That will give you so much anxiety.
Does she have a separate little bag just for coupons?
She has a coupon... Yeah, a little holder.
There's a holder?
Yeah, she organizes them. My mom is so organized. It's unreal.
Wow.
Yeah. That did not get passed down to me.
Right. But, and she's like analog organized because like what I love is if you have the coupon on your phone. There's nothing more empowering. You've got the coupon on your phone, and then whoever's at the register just scan the QR code. Dang.
I know.
Word. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
And $5 off. But your mom's so organized, she just goes.
Well, also, she doesn't even know what a QR code is. Like,
I know.
She's 77. That's too much.
I just have this vision of your mom in front of me at the grocery store. She's buying that Diesel turkey. She's got the Dos Por Uno coupon, the 2-for-1. And she's thumbing. You know, she licks her fingers, and she's thumbing through. You know what I mean?
They won't use more than like 2 or 3 coupons at once. Okay. They don't drop like 50 of them and then hope they scan and make sense.
Is anybody else like me where you go shopping online and you see the price? And my mantra is retail prices are for chumps. There's got to be a discount somewhere on the internet. And then I will type in the name of whatever the website is, coupon code.
Right.
Do you guys do that too?
No, I've never done that.
Are you kidding? Oh,
no.
So great.
I hardly ever get it to work, though. Like, there's those websites where it's like, here's all the coupon codes of the day.
Same.
They never work for me.
I know. It's very touch and go. And then there are some brands that are never discounted. You know, everybody gets those Bed Bath & Beyond coupons for $10 off or 20% off your purchase. My wife loves those. They're solid gold at my house. But some of the brands, like when I want to buy cookware, in the super fine print, it's like everything in the store except for these 27 brands.
That's the worst. I did read last week that people will stock an item for about 8 days on average before they either the price goes down or they just lose out on the deal because they're waiting for it to go smaller price.
I am a cheap bastard. And this is why Cyber Monday, Black Friday hit me in the heart because I just want to buy things I don't even need just to get the discount.
I know.
You know what I mean?
They make you feel like you're missing out. They do.
Oh, God. It's like, it's $300 instead of $600, but that's $300 I didn't need to spend.
I know.
But yeah, all you got to do is, if you're online, just go and type in whatever the name of the website is and then coupon code. Sometimes you'll get hooked up.
Yep.
The other thing you can do, there are like, what do they call those where they get into your browser? What am I thinking of here,
like a
Jason?
Plug-in?
Like a plugin. Thank you. Mm. But I don't trust plugins. I feel like it's terrorists.
Invasive.
Yeah, it's too invasive.
Invasive.
But anyway, San Francisco, the number one saving savvy city in the United States. Congratulations.
You know, the news can be depressing.
I can't.
It's time for some good news with Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
News happens at 7:40 and 8:40 every morning on this show. This hour, it is brought to you by Shreve & Company, luxury timepieces, fine designers, and flawless diamonds. We're just trying to put a smile on your face. Sandy, tell me some good news.
There's a woman in Vermont who turned a really sad situation into something pretty beautiful. Her name is Sharon. She is 51 years old. She works at a hospital, and unfortunately, she just lost her mom. Harriet is her name. She was 82 years old. She did lose her to COVID complications. So she decided to go to Starbucks, and her mom's favorite drink was a white mocha. So she prepaid for 82 white mochas. She said she wanted to, you know, honor every year her mother was alive. She also asked every Starbucks employee when somebody ordered it to mention her mom and to also encourage them to stay safe and wear a mask.
That's
and I just,
great.
I love when people pay it forward, but this is a really, just a really thoughtful thing to do.
Sure.
The manager there said, it's always touching to see acts of kindness, especially when customers choose to pay it forward for the next customer. We're humbled to be a part of every community we serve, and we love when our customers connect with one another. So just a really beautiful moment of turning a sad situation into something what I think is very thoughtful and very sweet.
And it helps her mom live on just a little bit longer.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Speaking of acts of kindness, I always love these stories about people paying off layaway. So this happened at a Walmart in Tennessee. The store manager said somebody came up to him and he said he wanted to pay off all of the layaway in the store. Every single dollar. He said it was the most mind-blowing act of kindness he'd witnessed in 18 years working for Walmart. He said he was skeptical, but then the person who wants to remain anonymous just pulled out cash. How much? $65,000.
Holy
and he
crap.
Yeah. So they paid off all of the layaway, and they had one simple request. He told the manager, please tell every single person Merry Christmas, and I love them. And I hope this inspires people. Yeah.
What an amazing
I hope this
person.
Inspires people to know that there is still a lot of good in the world. Apparently, it was just very genuine. So I just...
God, can you even imagine having that much cash in your hands? That would actually make me nervous.
Does he just hand over the does
the
he just hand over
the duffel bag?
Yeah, is it a duffel bag? Is it a briefcase? 65 grand in cash. Here you go. Merry Christmas.
Right.
Oh, to be that much of a baller to be able to do that for people, that would be amazing. Anyway, that's our good news. Again, it's 7:40 and 8:40 weekday mornings on Star 101.3.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy.
We saw a headline that totally got us. How to lose weight if you're feeling lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this, you had me at lazy. I don't even care what the article is about.
Me on the daily.
We're all feeling a little tired these days.
I can push forward as an adult, but not actually have to do anything?
Oh, my God. Sign me up.
Fascinating. Tell me more.
Number one, drink more water.
It's a big one for my wife.
You've heard that they say drink half your body weight in ounces per day. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that?
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yes,
I have heard that. You have to consciously try to do that.
Here's the only pro tip on that is every time you have to go potty, it's an emergency.
Mm.
You know, like when you don't drink a lot of water and you go, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. You got a few minutes.
Yeah.
But when you're drinking that level of water,
yeah.
Every time you go, I got to go.
Yeah, I got to go.
So just pro tip on that, but yeah.
Chewing gum, that never works for me. Here's why it doesn't work, because gum tastes good. And then I feel like, oh, sugar, yum, yum. Mm-hmm. To each his own, but that doesn't work for me. Taking a nap, this is one of my favorites.
To lose weight?
Yes, because you need sleep. When you're rested, your cortisol levels are more evened out because you're not under stress because your body isn't fighting to stay awake.
When your body produces cortisol, it makes it more difficult to burn fat, lose fat. That's the reason. So, yeah, sleep is important. There are a couple of them on here that I actually do on a daily basis, and they really work. Make healthy foods more prominent and hide unhealthier foods. Case in point, last night, I wanted to stress eat. My choices were pizza in the back of the fridge or my high-fiber cereal with some strawberries in the front of the pantry. And I had that moment.
I'm honestly shocked.
And I had a bowl of high-fiber cereal. I even started preheating the toaster oven and turned it off.
Wow. Now tell me, did you have your whiskey with your cereal?
I did.
So weird.
Ain't nothing wrong with two fingers of good Irish whiskey.
Whiskey and oat bran? Like, what is that?
Well, I ate the oat bran and hemp milk and strawberries first.
Okay.
And then had some water to cleanse my palate and then went into the whiskey.
Okay. I'm glad you have a system that works for you. They do say to just slow down when you're eating. I was working with a nutritionist a while ago,
right.
And she was telling me, when you eat, don't be distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wait a minute. That's the whole point. I like to have my dinner and watch TV. I like to have my dinner or food and scroll on my phone. Like, that's my... But if you're actually just eating for the sake of, like, trying to enjoy it, that is a whole other ballpark.
This is a big thing in, like, the Japanese culture. So my wife is half Japanese, and I don't know if there's a direct correlation why they're such good shape, but this is why sushi looks like art. They want you to focus on the food. The worst thing you can do is go to a sushi joint, sit at the counter, eat your sushi, and be on the phone. Because the chef put in all this effort to make this thing so beautiful, and you're not even looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was another one in here that I really liked. I just lost it. Oh, clear your desk and your counters of food. So, like, that bowl of M&Ms, get rid of them. Went home yesterday, and there was a box of pastries from the Moonside Bakery. And when those are around, I have no hope. When they're not around,
no
I don't think of...
No self-control?
No, zero. I got into that box yesterday after dinner. There was a half of some sort of apple strudel. I ate that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, what's up, chocolate chip cookies? I'll be back for you later.
Okay.
Sure enough.
That is some restraint.
No, I ate them.
Oh, you ate them.
Zero restraint.
Maybe that's why you didn't have the pizza. You didn't tell me about this little thing you did beforehand.
Oh, God.
With a pastry raid.
My point is, I'm a mess when there are baked goods around. I don't know how you get. We already know how producer Jason gets.
No,
he has
I'm
to
a
call
mess
his
too.
Sponsor. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. Thank you so much for having us on this morning. We're about to get out of here, but we appreciate you.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed the holiday weekend. It's going to be hopefully a shorter week for you and maybe just a lighter week. And for me, every day we get closer to the shelter in place ending, crossing fingers 100%. That it goes as planned. That makes me happy too. And I can't believe it's Friday is a new year. Friday is a new year.
Listen, let's keep it festive, though. If you've got some good picks from over the weekend, whether you were hanging out, we want to see Christmas PJs, we want to see your decorations, what you got for Christmas, family photos, put them up on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook. That's where we have it going right now. It's Star 101.3. Nina is on the way next.